Final score from Leckview Park, it was Letterkenny Rovers 5, Cocktail Celtic 0. Letterkenny Rovers advanced to the national stages of this competition rather more comfortably than anyone would have expected before kick-off today. Two teams very much evenly matched in the opening stages, but Letterkenny Rovers got themselves in front in the opening minute through Kevin McGrath, and then when they doubled their advantage just before half-time through Johnny Boner, well, Cockhill Celtic's task in the second half was very, very difficult. That task got even more difficult when they went down to 10 men in the early stages of the second half. Daniel Martin Doherty shown a second yellow card following an incident just at the start of the second half, an incident that saw Letterkenny Rovers defender Conor Tourish also booked. So down to 10 men, Cockhill Celtic, well, in fairness to them, they enjoyed a good spell. Malachy McDermott went close with a header for them. Peter Doherty also had a header just over the bar. But once Letterkenny Rovers got the third, just after the hour mark through BJ Banda, well, it was always going to be Rovers' day. Banda showing great composure, rounding the goalkeeper and firing into the net. Then Cockhill Celtic, well, they were reduced to 9 men as ill discipline got the better of them. Jerry Gill showing a second yellow card for a silly challenge on Letterkenny Rovers substitute Paul McPhee. Then in the closing stages, it was just a case of, well, trying to hold out for Cockhill Celtic. They conceded a fourth on 84 minutes, Johnny Boner scoring his second of the game from the penalty spot following a foul inside the box on substitute Declan Sharkey. The fifth arrived on 89 minutes, substitute Paul McVeigh finishing well inside the box. So it's been Letterkenny Rovers' day. Cockhill Celtic will look at the situation having men sent off. That's certainly what proved ever so costly for them, at red cards to Daniel Martin Doherty and Jerry Gill. But you can't fault Letterkenny Rovers. They produced the goods on the day when there was so much at stake, and it's they who advanced to the next round of the competition on a final scoreline of Letterkenny Rovers 5, Cockhill Celtic 0.